Hi everyone, I wanted to come on and talk about Braille, and first I wanted to say thanks to Jo Fishwick for her boo on UEB and the changes, and wanted to say even though I'm pretty clued up on UEB and the changes because I teach Braille, I found the run through of the actual changes really helpful, and I think I'll refer back to this boo in the future if I'm unsure of something that's been changed or not, if needs be. So thanks, Jo. I did have one question. I did know that lower J as in by is going to be scrapped, as is lower F for two. But I was wondering about lower J as in was, so space lower J space. Is that going to be kept, or is that going as well? I know that you said lower I as in in is going to be kept. So does that mean that lower J as in was is going to be kept as well? Could you clarify this if possible, or would it be great if somebody else could clarify if they knew? So thanks very much for that in advance. As I said, I teach Braille, and the learners I have at the moment have quite a few of them have learning difficulties, so it's quite hard to know when to swap over to UEB for them. Most of the learners I have, I've taken on from somebody else, so it's hard to know what they've been taught before. I think they've been taught SEB before, and the books we have that I teach with, for example, Fingerprint and First Hand are in SEB. So, for example, I don't know when to start correcting them for using sequencing in Braille. So if they write for and that together or and that together, when do I start telling them, actually, we don't do that anymore, we've changed over to UEB, and in UEB we put and then a space and then the sign? Or when to do that, for example. Things like the number sign and BLE sign is simple because, well, so far they haven't got to, none of the learners I have got to the BLE contraction stage yet. So it's good to, you know, just be able to tell them that is a number sign. But again, if they do get to that point in the book, then that's going to be confusing because the book are SEB, so I really do need to start looking at using courses that are UEB. If anybody knows any courses, we do have the primer, of course, UEB primer, but I mean actual teaching courses in UEB. If anybody knows of those, that'd be really helpful. I know that the most changes will be in Maths Braille, and thankfully I don't have to teach anybody to that standard at the moment. I'm not particularly good at Maths Braille. I know the basics, of course, but not enough to teach, I wouldn't say, even in SEB, let alone UEB. So and I don't know computer Braille, although at some stage I'm going to have to teach myself computer Braille because I'm doing more and more on Braille displays. And again, I know the basics like email addresses, but I think I really should know more, especially in this day and age where technology is more and more, used more and more.